Well, as the Royal Commission into Aged Care exposes ever more disturbing accounts of residents being mistreated and neglected, the experience of the workers behind the scenes doesn't always get the coverage deserved. Many have spoken out. Recently, a young aged care worker claimed that the media will have you believe that aged care workers are negligent, incompetent, and lacking in skills, but you don't see what goes on behind closed doors. Well, to give us an idea of what does go on, aged care worker Peter Soper from Hammond Care joins me on the line right now to discuss. Peter, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. So we'll start off with what made you want to start working in aged care, and how long have you been in the industry?
I wanted to do aged care. I was doing computers prior to that, and felt a bit lonely and empty. Wanted to make a difference, and felt aged care would be a good start.
Yeah, for sure.
And I've been caring for my brother for about 20 years, and I've been in the industry for a year and a half.
Right, okay. And so what does a day in the life look like in aged care?
So start early, generally, and do about 5 clients, maybe 7 clients a day at their homes. And I assist them having a shower or going out, making their life better, doing things that they normally wouldn't be able to do. And I enable them to stay in the home where normally they would go to a facility, but now the government funds clients to be able to stay at home.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And because it is that one-on-one care, I suppose, have you suffered from burnout? Because I know that burnout is rife throughout the sector, but that's mostly in the aged care facilities where you have, you know, overtime, unequal ratios. Do you speak to anyone who works in that industry who's suffered from burnout?
No, I think they're onto that now, where they train you to do what they call self-care and become aware of when you are going to get burnout. I haven't had that problem. But I know in the past it has been like that. But now they train you to realise when that's going to happen, the symptoms.
I mean, that's great to hear that there is that support for you. And looking at the media and how they've reported on aged care, especially because of this commission into aged care, do you think that there is an unequal balance of reports and coverage of the aged care residents being affected as opposed to what the workers have to go through? Or not really.
I guess
your experience is quite different because yours is the one-on-one client basis.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I guess I'll just end on a positive note then. What do you find the most rewarding about working in aged care?
Making a positive difference to people in their lives. Being out in the community, working with people. It's a really good thing.
Fantastic stuff. All right. Well, Peter, thank you so much for your time, and keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Thanks. Have a good day.